An Hour of Smiles in Town Hall tonight, folks. 60 minutes of fun and music brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Salipatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Salipatica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian Fred Allen and his Mighty Allen Art Players. Music with Peter Van Steeden, the Ipana Troubadours, and the Town Hall Quartet. And another group of anxious and eager amateurs. New voices, new music, new fun. It's Town Hall tonight! Listen to that crowd. They're cheering Fred Allen as he leads his weekly parade to the old Town Hall. Fred's leading the band with a Roman candle, and the Mighty Allen Art Players are right behind doing their best to dodge the spark. Let's join the merry throng. Everybody! Here they come, plumbers.
The whole house is frozen, Missy. You better start thawing out the plumbing.
The plumbing can wait till I thaw out this radio, lady. It's Town Hall tonight.
Auctioneers.
I'm bidding $10 on that radio set, Mr. Auctioneer.
I ain't putting up the radio till tomorrow, madam. It's Town Hall tonight.
Taxi drivers.
Quick, driver, take me to the Grand Central Station.
Sorry, mister, the taxi ain't budging for the next hour. It's Town Hall tonight.
Yes, sir, here we are before the doors of the old Town Hall, folks, and there's Fred spraying water on his tonsils so they won't get overheated as he yells to the crowd. Listen.
Just break the news to Mother. Tell her there's another show at the old Town Hall, folks. It's absolutely free, so kindly go right in.
Evening, Mr. Allen.
Hello, Mrs. Tausig. What's the big idea, wearing those ear laps into the show?
Oh, I've got to cover my ears. If I ever hear what you're saying, I'll bust right out.
Step right in, Mrs. Tausig. Laugh, and you're at the Town Hall, folks. Weep and you stay at home. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hi there, Alan. Can I get in your amateurs?
What do you do, Buster?
I recite boots in my bare feet. It's a takeoff.
Always glad to welcome an artist, Buster. Go around to the stage door and try to get in. The show is just about to start, folks, so hurry, hurry, hurry,
then
hurry.
We're set backstage, Fred.
Okay, Harry. Peter's opening the show with Kusi Kusa.
Righto. We're off, Peter. Presenting that kaleidoscopic Cagliostro of comic conjurations and colossally captivating caricature and capers, Fred Allen in person.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before opening our hope chest and showing you what we hope you're going to enjoy this evening, I'll read you the Town Hall Bulletin for tonight. Hodge White, Public Grocer Number 1, says that the store will be closed daily from 12 o'clock noon to 1 p.m. until further notice. The Errand Boys Union is picketing the shop, and the picket goes to lunch from 12 to 1. So Hodge is helping him out and is picketing the store himself until the kid gets back. So much for the helping hand in our vicinity, and now for the Town Hall news. Say, Harry.
Yes, Fred.
No matter how inflation might cause other things to rise, what is it that will keep right on coming down?
Oh, I know that one. It's the picture sheet, Fred, and it's coming down now.
You're uncanny. That was right. Do you know that riddle, Harry? They're not servant girls, but they go out every Wednesday night. What are they?
That's easy, too, Fred. There are lights. Here they go.
The projector starts, and we bring you the latest news of the week.
The Town Hall News sees nothing, shows all. Seattle, Washington, Dr. Ralph H. Gundlach, Seattle psychologist, claims the romantic feeling young folks attribute to spring is really caused by spinach in diet. Town Hall News shows great difference spinach makes in lovers' attitudes. First, the boy brings his sweetheart home. The boy has had no spinach.
Well, come on, you're home. Drag yourself out of the car, Mabel.
Oh, you're some gigolo, Cuthbert. Driving around 3 hours, you ain't even held my hand.
Well, I wouldn't have felt your hand anyways. I had my mitten on.
I thought you were taking me out for a good time.
Oh, I treated you to chop suey, didn't I?
Yeah, but I had to put my own neck on the piano.
Well, I gotta go.
Well, if you gotta go, I guess you gotta go.
Yeah, you certainly gotta.
Well, thanks for the movie, the chop suey.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, aren't you at least gonna give me a good night kiss?
Nothing doing. You got enough out of me for one night. So long.
The other boy and girl arrive home. Notice the difference. The boy is full of spinach.
Ups and daisy, honey buns.
Oh, Cuthbert, you'll squeeze the life out of me.
Kiss me, baby.
Oh, stop it, Cuthbert. My goodness, I look as though I spent a weekend in a threshing machine.
Come on, Toots. Give me a quick half, Milton.
Where do you get your pep?
Why, I eat spinach. The old happy hay. I got a can of it right here in my pocket.
Spinach?
Right. You don't need no moon for romance if you got spinach.
Well, good night, Cuthbert. I'm sleepy.
You are? Here, open your mouth.
Here, what are you doing?
Well, that's spinach, babe. Oh, how do you feel now?
Oh, whoopee! Let's...
New York City, New York. Prominent restaurant advertises daily food specials in rhyme. Newspaper ads of today read...
Here's a culinary winner. Bop's green vegetable dinner. Mushrooms from a shady dell. Light date muffins served as well.
Town Hall News shows what Bop's service might sound like if employees and guests conversed in rhyme. The guest arrives at the door of the restaurant.
I'm the doorman. Right this way. Try our halibut. It's fresh today.
Thank you, doorman. Here's a dime. I'd give you a quarter, but it wouldn't rhyme.
I'm check girl. Check your scar.
And catch tonsillitis? What a loss.
Excuse me, madam. I was trying to be polite.
Where's the head waiter?
Over to your right.
How many, madam?
Do I look like a crowd?
Don't make me titter, madam. It isn't allowed.
I'll sit here. I'm eating in a hurry.
I'll signal a waitress. May I suggest the curry?
Your order, madam. Has it been taken? There's a 60-cent special. Liver and bacon.
No, no. Now, let me see. Soup in cup, puree of peas, sturgeon Mayfair. I don't like that. Lamb chops here are always fat.
There's a vegetable luncheon. Frog's legs a la toast.
A la, that reminds me. I'll have beef stew a la mode.
Beef stew is vulgar, ma'am. We don't serve it here. You better try a tavern. Stews are served with beer.
Why, you slippy little hussy, are you trying to annoy?
Beef stew at Bucks, that's for the hoi polloi.
You cat, I've been insulted. I'm leaving this joint.
There's the door, madam.
Police, don't point.
I'm the doorman, madam.
So's your Uncle Sam.
Can I be of any service?
Stand back. I got a scram. Taxi? Taxi?
Rome, Italy. Goffredo Galluzzi, annoyed by his wife's snoring, invents muzzle-like snore meter, which fails in initial test. Town Hall News uncovers small fry American inventors who have successfully coped with the snoring problem in this country. At Wetsock, Illinois, Mrs. Hetty Flint was bothered by husband's snoring. Mrs. Flint.
Lord, my old man snored like a Wellister going to town. On the exhale, he'd blow them bedclothes clean down to the tips of his toes.
What happened on the inhale, Mrs. Flynn?
Why, them sheets would come flying back up our legs like a window shade.
Well, how did you manage to sleep?
Well, a set of sledgehammer dangling on the head of the bed, and a run of string from that to the hem of the sheet.
What happened?
Well, when that old fool starts snoring, the sheet flies down, pulls the string, and the sledgehammer comes down, bust.
Right on your husband, huh?
No, on me. It knocks me out cold, and I'm asleep before I know it.
It's pretty hot on your head, isn't it?
Oh, I'll say it is. Feel this lump. No, that's my head. This big thing's the lump.
At Biddeford, Maine, Mr. and Mrs. Sinbad Brittle have devised novel snoring appliance. Town Hall News interviews Mr. Brittle at home.
You say you and your wife didn't close an eye for 20 years, Mr. Brittle?
Nope. We both snored. Kept waking each other up. So I rigged up a doodad that puts us right to sleep. Look here.
Say, what are those things? Football nose guards?
Yep. See here? Got saxophone reeds stuck into them. As soon as you start a snoring, you play a tune.
That's what? Can you demonstrate it?
Oh, I'll be glad to. The old lady is asleep now. Come on into the bedroom.
Wow, that's some exhaust.
Oh, you betcha. Sounds like King Kong purring. Here, I'll tie this nose guard on. You'll see the difference. Now, listen.
That's a big improvement, all right.
Yeah, when I start snoring, too, it comes out duet.
Really? Could I hear it?
Sure thing. Here, I'll put this other nose guard on and show you.
You can't go right to sleep, though, can you?
Yeah, you bet you can. My grandmother was frightened by Rip Van Winkle.
Okay, tie it on. Now, let's hear what happens.
I'll just lay you right down here. I'll drop right off. Now, listen.
Now for a special P.S. bulletin from Hodge White. Hodge says that if any of you have any trouble getting to sleep at night and your friends won't lend you their sheep to count, try figuring out the answer to this one. Do you laugh because you feel good, or do you feel good because you laugh? What do you fellas think about it?
Well, I tell you, see the way I look at it.
Well, I'm certainly glad I asked to start this confusion. How about you, Harry?
Well, Fred, I think you laugh because you feel good.
Really?
I think pretty much all of our happiness comes from feeling good. You know, if your day begins with a grouch, it usually ends with a grouch. Why not begin those days with Salopatica? Then they'll end with a smile. Or if you wake up feeling dull and logy, there are usually two things wrong with you.
The first, wastes in your body.
Right. And the second?
Too much acid in your system.
Right again. So just put two teaspoonfuls of Salopatica in a glass of water and drink it. Because Salopatica is the mineral salt laxative that does two things, not just one. It rids your body of those wastes and also combats your acidity. But don't forget, you laugh because you feel good. And you'll feel good if you'll just remember Salopatica for the smile of health.
Troubadours have just played Anything Can Happen. Now, on Saturday night, ladies and gentlemen, a touring company will appear here at the Town Hall. In New York City, it seems the show is called Three Men on a Horse, but the attraction has been cut down a little for the road, and so it will appear here on Saturday night as Two Boys on a Pony. Quiet, quiet, please. If that's some tree surgeon trying out a new bark, you'll have a strange sap on your hands if I come down there.
Hello.
Well, sir, as I live and always try to go to bed with a penny in my hand, in case I toss in my sleep, If it isn't Portland.
Yes, I was coming home from knitting class, so I thought I'd stop in.
Knitting, that's quite a popular indoor sport these days, isn't it?
I'll say. A lot of women crochet, but I'd rather knit than crochet any day.
I should think so. Carrying those big mallets around for crochet, it's a nuisance.
You don't crochet with mallets. That's croquette.
No, no. Croquette isn't a game. Croquette is chicken in capsule form.
Oh, I thought a croquette was a woman who flirted.
No, no. A croquette is a little round thing. If it were made out of beef, it would be a hamburger.
Oh, it's sort of a foul ball.
Aren't we all? But what are you knitting?
That's what I went down to the class to find out.
You're knitting something and you don't even know what it is?
Well, I started out to make a stocking for Papa, and the first thing I knew, it got too long for a stocking.
What are you going to do with it?
If I can buy some curved wool, I'll put corners on it, and it might turn out to be a sweater.
The curved wool. You'll need that, I imagine. Why don't you just give the whole thing up and put the wool back on the sheet?
No, I'm too stubborn. I'm going to keep on knitting and see what happens.
Is that your handiwork there in the bag?
Yes, I'll take it out. Maybe you can tell me what it is.
No, no, don't bother.
It's no trouble. Gosh, here it is. What is it?
Well, it could be a lot of things. If it had another leg, it might be the bottom part of a union suit for a tall man with bow legs.
Say, that's an idea. Papa could wear a vest with it for the top.
No, no, on second thought, it's too baggy in the back. It'd look as though he was sitting down all the time.
Gosh, this is a puzzle, isn't it?
Yeah, the best thing to do, I think, is to keep on knitting. That'll either turn out to be a windbreaker for the Graf Zeppelin or a pullover for a giraffe.
Maybe I ought to take up some other hobby.
I don't think so. Say, a nitwit should be good at knitting.
Oh, a nitwit? That's what you say. A lot of people think I'm pretty smart.
What people?
People who don't even know me think so.
Well, that explains it. To know you, Portland, is to wonder.
Oh, I get it. You just wait. Professor Dolly!
Oh, Professor, now don't... Oh, gee, don't bring it...
Don't shout, Forty. I'm jolly well here in the offing. I say, what-ho, and a raucous pip-pip.
Now, wait a minute, brother. Another pip out of you?
Wrong there. Toodaloo, scat anchors away in a rousing sick transit.
Some stuff. Hey, Mr. Allen?
Listen, Portland, you take this leaping peasant back to Mr. Ripley and apologize.
But this is Professor Dabney, Mr. Allen, the English slang authority.
I don't know any English slang. Whatever I call him, he'll have to translate for himself.
I'm in America making a study of your quaint vernacular.
Good. Here's where you get acquainted with the cold shoulder.
Ah, the frosted clavicle.
Mr. Allen means he'll give you the air, Professor.
Give me the air? How unique. Fancy blowing on me from way over there.
I'll make it if I have to take two breaths.
What sort of slang do you specialize in, Professor?
Oh, assorted lingo. I admire your restaurant banter. I stopped at one of your heated canine nooks recently.
You mean a hot dog stand, Professor?
Oh, bother. Hot dog, sweltering puppy. What's the difference if you brought bicarbonates?
What happened?
Well, I ordered the number one luncheon, and the menial shouted to the chef, two dogs in the Excelsior. Ha, ha, ha. Fancy digesting two spaniels in the straw.
That was frankfurts and sauerkraut, Professor.
Oh, you don't say. How devastating.
It's too bad you didn't order dropped cyanide on rat biscuits.
Cyanide wouldn't be so hotsy-totsy, would it, Professor?
Oh, hotsy-totsy. Hotsy meaning warm, totsy meaning child. Are you conveying to me that the baby is overheated?
Listen, super stupid. Has anyone ever told you that you're dead from the neck up?
Oh, tushin' people. How could I possibly be defunct in isolated sections?
Well, it could happen.
You can't prove it by me.
But I'm very much alive. Haven't you noticed?
Why don't you go lay an egg?
Oh, I say, I'd love to oblige, but one can't attempt the gruesome, you know.
That's only an expression, Professor. It's like pulling a bloomer.
Oh, I say, fancy intimating that one would tug an unmentionable.
You're tugging an unmentionable just staying around here.
I'm afraid I have a lot to learn about your Yankee patois.
Why don't you go into pool table retirement? Wave goodbye to the universe and crawl in behind the nearest eight ball.
Do you know what that means, Professor?
Definitely. I was told to secrete myself in the shade of the eight ball recently, and I went to a pool haunt for that specific purpose.
Did you have to get in line?
Oh, no. No, after I had climbed on the bays, I saw my mistake. There was no eight ball. I'd climbed on a billiard table.
It's lucky you kept your hat on. Somebody might have played your head in the corner pocket.
Capital pocket.
Listen,
capital.
Professor, mutual fatigue is bound to set in unless you and I come to a parting of the ways. Now, shake a leg.
And that isn't slang, Professor. It means we'd better go.
But why should I shake my leg when it isn't even dusty?
Portland will explain it to you on the way out.
Over the river, Alan!
Stop in the middle, Professor. So long, Portland.
Tally-ho!
Now the Town Hall Quartet, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight the boys call all hands on the bridge deck to sing Mutiny in the Parlor.
Fuddle-a-da. I'm home and I can say what no more the way I'm known. Cause when you're sad to meet the fact is very plain, I'm practically insane. For you are snappy as some kangaroo. I turned the light from bright to low. I thought you loved it, but you said, oh no, oh, you left my side. And then I cried,
Mutiny in the Parlor.
I looked at you and drew the chain. You pulled it up again, and Mary said, what a wicked heart to try and start. Mutiny in the Parlor. I was a skipper, you were my crew. Dippy as a dipper among. Now I'm a sailor, and you were the hoo-hoo that took me off the good ship, love. I had my arm around your waist. You moved away and answered, hey, space, waste, woe, woe is me, I'm all at sea. Oh, woe is me, Mutiny in the Parlor.
I tried to play the radio.
I thought you'd fall for something sweet and low.
But you raised a screech and got a speech.
And all I got was Mutiny in the Parlor.
I thought that love would soon begin.
But then your mother brought her knitting in, and oh, she sat and sat and sat and sat, and that's what I call mutiny.
Your little brother, the practical joker, thought he was a very cute guy. Your loving father suggested some poker, but the juices weren't wild as I. I got my hat and then my coat.
I was the lamb, but I became the goat.
Floaty woe is me, I'm all empty. La da la da. Mutiny in the Parlor.
As a special attraction this evening, ladies and gentlemen, we are introducing the smallest little theater group in the world, the Vice Versa Player, a small company of actors, only two people who know their parts backwards, and that's just the way they play it. Now, the scene is an apartment.
Mother? Mother? Stop playing in the dishwater and come here to me this instant.
But, Junior, I don't want to. I'm washing the dishes and
I... Now, don't let me have to take that twist to you. You come when Junior called you. You hear?
Oh, all right.
There, that's a good mother. I want to talk to you. You know, I think that toothpaste you give me to clean my teeth with tastes pretty bad.
Oh, but, Junior,
Now, don't interrupt. You listen to what Junior's saying. All the fellas I know say Ipana toothpaste tastes well. And
well, then, Junior,
Junior's not finished. So, if all you mothers would give us children Ipana toothpaste to use, then we'd all want to brush our teeth.
Well, Junior, I was just going to say, if that's the case, We'll use iPanna from now on.
Thank you, darling. Now run along and play with your dishes. That's a good mother.
Well, of course, I doubt very much if any child would ever really talk like that or reason like that. But you know, children often think like that. And pleasant-tasting iPanna toothpaste goes a mighty long way toward getting them started on the right dental habits. But far more important than mere taste is iPanna's special ability to tone and stimulate tender gums. And when you combine that with properties that clean and polish your teeth to an attractive brilliance, you can easily understand why men, women, and children everywhere always remember iPanna for the smile of beauty.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, fate in an off moment has brought us face to face with the mighty Allen Arclayers. This little group is the first company to open Robinson Crusoe on a Monday night and have the show close before it even got to Friday. Tonight, these actors, who have never been outnumbered by an audience, present a problem play of the radio studios entitled Going, Going, Gone, or All of the Bells at an Amateur Night Don't Have Skirts On. Over to your Peter.
This is station GONG. If you have the correct time, would you kindly call us up and tell us what it is? The studio clock is in hot. And now, Corporal Bang brings you his amateur hour. Corporal Bang.
All right, all right, all right. Thank you, friends. I know your friends until the program starts. Now, tonight, we dedicate our program to the first Walla in Walla Walla, Washington. Next week, we hope to get around to the second Walla. Round and round she goes, and she comes out here. Now, our first amateur tonight, what is your name, son?
Sinclair Jones.
Oh, Sinclair's holding a broom, so I guess he's a janitor.
Yeah, the corporal.
What are the duties of a janitor, Sinclair?
Well, I just janit, sir.
You play something, don't you?
Yes, I play the horses. That's what keeps me janitin'.
Well, well. What are you going to do for us tonight?
Nothing, sir.
And what are you doing here interrupting my amateur hour?
Well, I janit's in the studio here. I fix up and then I sweeps up and then I clean. What's that bell, Mr. Corporal?
That's the gong, Sinclair. That means you're finished.
Yeah, you don't know nothing, Corporal. I ain't off till midnight.
Go away, Sinclair. Scat. All right, all right. Hello, Corporal Bang's amateur hour. Oh, yes, thank you. Well, the first telephone bulletin is here. 800 votes for Millie Swank. My, my, the votes are certainly rolling in tonight. And here's a wire from the governor of Walla. It says, quote, ha ha, you bet, unquote. Thank you, Governor. Now, next we have the moron sister.
Yes, Corporal.
What do you girls do?
I'm a peanut salter.
Me too, Corporal.
Very, very interesting. Does it take two of you to salt a peanut?
Yes, sir. I hold the peanut down.
And I shake the salt on it.
We're not getting anywhere, girls.
Speak for yourself, Corporal.
Well, well. Now, what are you girls going to sing?
We feel like a feather in the breeze from Blow, Gabriel, Blow.
All right, all right.
We feel like a feather in the breeze.
Oh, stop it, Sadie.
What's so funny, Sadie?
Oh, I can't help it. I'm so ticklish. Every time she says feather, I'm gonna laugh.
Wait till I tell Ma.
Thank you, moron sisters. All right, all right. Hello. Yes. All right. Well, the second telephone bulletin is in. The people have taken back those 800 votes for Millie Swank. Well, well, that's life. Now next, Gaspard Feinbaum. Application states, lawyer.
Yes, I'm a lawyer, Corporal. I passed the bar in 1928.
You still practice?
Why not? None of us is fighting, Corporal.
How do you find the legal profession?
Oh, it's poison. I got to get some business, Corporal.
Well, sing your song. Perhaps you'll get sued.
Okay, so long as I get some action.
What is your number, Gaspard?
The laughing song. The income tax is due next month.
Thank you, Gaspard. Hello. Yes, Corporal Bang speaking. 800 votes for Millie Swank. All right, but make up your minds, will you? Now, the Whippletree Hill Village. Well, boys, you see, even I slip occasionally. The Whippletree Hillbillies. Well, boys?
We ain't nobody, and we ain't never done nothing, and we ain't aiming to do nothing.
And what's more, we don't want no gabbing out of you. We are here to sing.
Your song is Hand Me Down My Walking Cane.
You bet.
Well, hand it down, and I'll beat your brains out.
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down.
Where's my gong? Hey, boy.
Yes, Corporal?
Where's my gong?
You just had it,
Corporal. I know, but it's gone. I've got to stop these hillbillies. Get a policeman, somebody. Hello? Yes? Yes, I know the hillbillies are terrible. No, I can't give them the gong. It's stolen. All right. I'm sorry, folks. My gong's been stolen. I've sent for the police. Now, as soon as I get my gong back, I'll ring it.
Hey, what's up, Corporal?
My gong's been stolen, officer.
What?
My gong.
I can't hear with them hillbillies yelping. Come out here now.
Going on? Why, those hillbillies are going on indefinitely. I've got to find my gong.
Well, who do you think took it?
I don't know. It was on that table at my right.
Was anybody near the table?
Oh, just the page boys and the amateurs going and coming from the dressing rooms.
Well, we'd better take a gander in them dressing rooms,
eh? Oh, wait, I'll look out and see if those hillbillies are still going.
My walking cane.
Okay. They're still going, all right. It's awful.
Close that door.
Oh, this is terrible.
If them guys keep singing on the radio, it'll bring back the old-fashioned phonograph.
What am I going to do?
Well, come on. I'll grill them amateurs. Where's the dressing room?
Right through here.
Oh, well, why don't we
keep
going?
Hey, who are these people?
Oh, these amateurs here in the hall haven't been on yet.
Oh. Hey, page boy.
Yes, officer?
Watch them exits. Don't let none of these amateurs leave the studio.
Okay.
If I don't stop those hillbillies, officer, the governor will be furious. The people of Walla tonight...
Now, keep your noodle, Corporal.
But my gong...
I'll find it. Tell me. What happened tonight when your amateur show started?
Well, first I said, all right. Then the janitor, but it wasn't all right, you see. The janitor got mixed in with the amateurs, but I caught him.
Oh, that's lucky. He'd have won sure.
Then the moron sister sang. They're here in room number 4.
It's right here. Yes. Wait, I'll knock.
Yeah, what do you mugs want, an autograph?
No, my gong's been stolen, girls.
What did you dames do?
We sang. Ready, Sadie? 1, 2, we feel like a feather in a tree.
Oh, that feather again, oh, that tingling.
Yeah, that's right. This little girl laughed, and I gave them the gong.
Sorry, girls.
Say, if those hillbillies get hoarse, you know, they may have to stop without the gong.
I'll peek out and see how they're doing.
Hand me down my walking cane.
Oh, Lord, they're going stronger than ever.
Who is the next amateur?
Now, let me see. The show's so big, you know. Oh, yes, that fellow with the laughing song, Gaspard Finebum. I gave him the gong last. He's right in here.
And I'll give this bum the works.
Well, so what's going on there?
My gong's been stolen, Gaspard.
And you was the last one to get it. Now come clean, fine bum. Where's that gong?
Gong schmong. Who knows from gongs?
And a pipe down, mug. I'm going to search you.
Not without no habeas corpus. I'll show you.
Now, let us keep our tempers, Gaspard.
So what, Mr. Schmoozer?
Come here. I'm going to frisk you.
Yes, I'll hold your briefcase, Gaspard.
No, help, I'm coming in.
Give me that briefcase.
No. Oi.
Oh, what was that?
He dropped his briefcase, and it sounded tinny.
Yes, it did.
No, it ain't in there.
Open the briefcase, Corporal.
Wait, I'll undo these straps here.
Now, you hold still, you.
No, no, don't open the briefcase. I confess, I stole the gun.
Yes, here it is, officer. Oh, I hope it still works. Yes, it's okay.
All right, come on, Pineboom. Why did you steal it?
No,
You weren't going to start another amateur hour, were you, Gaspard?
No, Corporal.
Then what would you be doing with a gun?
Look, I'm a lawyer. For 10 years, I've been chasing ambulances. Always, to get an ambulance case, I got to split my fees with a surgeon.
But where does my gong come in, Gaspard?
Yeah.
Well, if I had a gong, I could go into the ambulance business myself and do away with the middleman. Don't pinch me, Corporal.
Will I let him go, Corporal?
Only on one condition.
I'll do anything.
All right. You come back next week, Gaspard, and tell this tragic story to my radio audience.
I will. Absolutely.
Okay, fine bum. You can go out through the studio. This door here.
Hand me down.
Holy English, those hillbillies are still going strong.
Well, you got your gun, Corporal. Let's go.
Yes, yes. This will stop them. All right. All right. Thank you. Like the mighty Alan Ard players, ladies and gentlemen, most of us go through life making the same mistakes over and over again. But suppose we were put on trial for these little mistakes. I wonder if it wouldn't sound something like this.
Take the stand, Miss Blake. You were charged with a very serious neglect. You were charged with neglecting your teeth.
As her lawyer, I object.
You're right. Everyone objects to neglected teeth.
I still object. Miss Blake doesn't neglect her teeth. She brushes them thoroughly every day.
But, my dear sir, that isn't enough. It's a well-known fact that teeth are seldom white and sparkling if the gums are soft and tender. And most of the creamy, well-cooked foods we eat nowadays are too soft to give our gums the exercise and stimulation they need.
I object.
You object to what?
You're putting me in a spot like this. Now I don't know what to say.
Well, then just say, I panna with massage. Because if anyone will just massage a little eye pan of toothpaste into their gums every time they brush their teeth with it, it will give their gums the toning and stimulation they've got to have. That's what eye panna was made for, as well as to clean and whiten your teeth to a new and lovelier brilliance. So no one need suffer the trial of pink toothbrush, that warning sign of soft, tender gums, if they'll just give eye panna a trial.
What about the sentence, Your Honor?
It will be a very short one, just 7 words. Remember, eye panna. For the smile of beauty. Ladies and gentlemen, Town Hall tonight continues immediately after your station announcement. Friends, and Peter Van Speeden and the Ipana Troubadours have just played I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter, sung by the Town Hall Quartet. Now here comes Fred with his newest group of anxious and eager amateurs. Let's give them a real Town Hall reception.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Jim is holding the boys and girls back so that they won't all rush to the microphone at the same time. Now, tonight, our amateurs compete for a first prize of $50 and a week's engagement at the Roxy Theater in New York City, and a second prize of $25 in cash. Now, you folks here in the town hall will select your own winners. Your applause after each act will be recorded on the Johns Manville applause machine here on the stage, and the three acts receiving the highest applause ratings will be called back later for your final vote. Now, first tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to have you meet Mr. Jack Sullo. Is that right, Mr. Sullo?
That's right, Mr. Allen.
From the Bronx. S-U-L-L-O. I didn't think I could go far wrong with that. And you are a baritone singer, Mr. Sullo?
That's right.
Do you mind if I ask you, you live here in New York, don't you?
The Bronx.
Do you work uptown or downtown? Or...
Unemployed at the present time.
I'm sorry to hear that. What did you do formerly?
Formerly, I worked for the Third Avenue Railway System.
Third Avenue Railway System? Conductor?
Yes.
Motorman?
In the track department.
Oh, welding and things like that?
That's right.
Say, it's hardly worthwhile fixing up those L's, is it, the way things are? Looks as though they'll all be pulled down before you can get them patched up again. If they'd have left that job to the moving picture censors, I think they'd have had the L out of the picture years ago around here. Have you done anything else? Have you been in any other business? You don't mind my asking.
No, not at all.
Have you been in any other business?
Well, I worked in the fur line.
In the fur line, really? Doing what?
Well, unhairing is what you really call it.
Oh, unhairing.
Unhairing.
That's what happens to Ted Husing and all those bald-headed men there. They're unhairing and don't even know it, huh? How often, is there any way you can tell a good fur? I mean, offhand, is there any way you can just tell?
Well, I didn't work on a good fur. I just worked on the rough work.
Oh, on the rough work. I was wondering, last year I bought a collar with a fur coat. You know actors, you know, the spats and the... I bought a collar with a fur coat, and the man said it was a mink. And I noticed that every time I'd go down the street and pass a dog, my fur collar would stand up. It was very... I didn't know that up until that time, I never knew that a mink was afraid of a dog. I mean, it's really live and learn. And what are you going to sing for us tonight, Mr. Sullo?
Without a word of warning.
Without a word of warning. Thank you.
Without a word of warning, my life has begun. Without a word of warning, two hearts beat as one. From out of nowhere, you came to me. A breeze passed by, whispering your name to me. Without a word of warning, and strange as it seems, we kissed, and when I kiss you, invaded my dreams. I don't know how it happened, but out of the blue above, you came along to answer my song of love.
Thank you. That was Jack Sullo. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, will you kindly meet Miss Ruth Wilcom? Would you rather stand on this side of the microphone? Doesn't make much difference, does it? Miss Ruth Wilcom, W-I-L-L-K-O-M-M. Is that right? Does that mean welcome by any chance?
Yes, sir.
It does, really, huh? Well, you're certainly most welcome tonight. And you have a strange-looking instrument with you there. That's a zither, is it? Zither is rather a rare instrument these days, isn't it? It always reminds me, seeing a zither looks like a little harp that died young, you know, lying down. You rarely see them, though, at that. I know years ago, you know, the harp was, the zither, rather, was banned in Switzerland. Did you ever know that? In Switzerland? No? You knew that the harp, that the zither was banned in Switzerland? I wondered because they discovered that the young men who were interested in the zither and became zither experts tended to give the best years of their life to the zither. And there was never any room in their laps for the girlfriend, you see. They found out that many zither players died bachelors in years to come. A hot man in Switzerland years ago used to be a one-knee zither player, like the... like the one-arm driver. Says, what are you going to play on the zither, Miss Wilcombe?
Red Sails in the Sunset.
Red Sails in the Sunset. Red Sails, sir. Red Sails remind me of communist bargains. I didn't... Well, you go right ahead. Thanks. K-O-double-M. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, six boys from Lynbrook, Long Island. Two of them are here now, four on the fire, I imagine. The hill... I look as though... The hill village round us. Who is the spokesman for the band, boys?
Right here.
Yeah, huh? What's your name?
Norman Phelps.
Very glad to know you, Mr. Phelps. Allen is my name.
Very glad.
You generally find me here with everything fried and butter on Wednesday night. It's unusual. I haven't seen many hillbillies around lately. I don't know whether they're sort of going the way of the Indians or, well, what it is. It's certainly a pleasure to see you boys here with your scarves, black shirts, and sombreros. I don't know whether hillbillies are Stetson hat people's propaganda, but they certainly fit. Now, what are you boys going to play?
Tumbling Tumbleweeds.
Tumbling Tumbleweeds. Thank you very much.
Mr. Allen, I'd like to make one correction.
Mr. Phelps?
We're from Norfolk.
Norfolk, Virginia.
Right.
I beg your pardon.
Yes, sir.
How could I make a mistake like that, from Norfolk to Lynbrook? Well, that was close for me. Thank you.
See them tumbling down. Legend, I love you, the ground. Lonely but free, I'll be found. Drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed. Cares of the past are behind. Nowhere to go, but I'll find. Just where the trails will wind, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
I know when night is gone that a new world's born at dawn.
I'll keep rolling along. My heart is a song. Here on the range I belong.
drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Well, those were the Hillbillies Rounders, and very good, too. Thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Mrs. Bessie Newman. Good evening, Mrs. Newman.
Good evening.
You are a pianist?
Yes, sir.
You're here to play the piano, in other words.
Yes, sir.
Is your husband isn't here to play?
He's here.
Oh, is he?
Sure.
Not for duets?
No.
What?
He's my inspiration.
Oh, your inspiration, huh? Well, Uncle Jim just opened up the piano there, and I don't see him hiding inside. I guess he's sort of a remote inspiration, huh?
That's it.
What are you going to play for us?
Chopin's Impromptu.
Chopin's. I see. The radio mind, you know, put a pun in Chopin. That's the way it goes. Well, you go right ahead.
Thank you.
That's the piano there, right? Be in front of Uncle Jim. Could be Uncle Jim laughing, but the white things are the key. Miss Bessie, Mrs. Bessie Newman from Brooklyn. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I have the extreme honor to present to you the Queensboro Elks Glee Club, Lodge 878. Am I right?
That's
brought
right.
to us through the courtesy of Mr. Walter Crowley, the musical director of this organization. How many members has the Queensboro Lodge, Mr. Crowley?
The lodge?
Uh-huh.
About 4,000.
About 4,000. So if you 20 boys don't do this thing up right tonight, there's apt to be a little trouble around there tomorrow. Well, all right, what are you going to sing?
We're going to sing Mornings, Mr. Allen.
Mornings?
By Ole Speaks.
By Ole Speaks. Yes. Thank you very much.
I'd like to correct that. That Gordon Banker is the musical director. I'm only the chairman.
Oh, I beg your pardon. You see, that's twice. I had Lynbrook and Norfolk, and now I've got the Elks confused. Well, we'll go right ahead and see what happens.
Oh, thank you.
No!
much. That is the Blue Club from the Queensboro Lodge of Elks. Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Anna Paul from Brooklyn. Is that right, Miss Paul?
Yes, sir.
Were you born in Brooklyn?
No, I was born in Russia.
In Russia, really?
Yes.
How old were you when you first came to this country?
10.
10 years old? In other words, you had completed 2 5-year plans before you left. And what are you going to... And what are you going to sing for us tonight?
I'll sing a Russian folk song.
A Russian folk song?
Yes.
What is the title of it?
Peddler.
The Peddler? Thank you very much.
Полним полно коробушка есть, и тихий парча. О, жару! Хороша за хлопушка молодецка по плеча. О, жару! Хороша за хлопушка молодецка по плеча. Айда, 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 да! Айда, 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 да! Айда, 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 да! Широкая моя, хайда, 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 да, хайда, 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 да, хайда, 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 да, широкая.
That concludes our amateur contest for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And while I make the applause machine confess, I'm going to ask Harry to utilize a few well-chosen words, if he will. Harry.
To keep abreast of these fast-changing times, every week Town Hall Tonight brings you new fun, new music, new faces. However, two things we offer you never change. The two products that make these Wednesdays with Fred Allen possible. If you enjoy these hours of smiles, won't you remember to use those two faithful standbys, Ipana Toothpaste for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. All right now, Fred, have you got the result?
Yes, Harry. Ladies and gentlemen, the applause meter divulges that your applause has been heaviest for the following acts. Jack Sullo, the Hill Village Rounders, and Mrs. Bessie Newman. Now, I'm going to ask Harry to hold his five-fingered friend over the hands of these girls and boys. And as I call the names, it's written down here. What else can I say? You may applaud once again for your winner. Now, are you ready, Harry?
All ready, Fred.
First, the young gentleman I talked to who had worked for the Third Avenue Elevated, who came from the Bronx and sang so well in his baritone voice without a word of warning, Jack Sullo. And then the young lady who was kind enough to come from Brooklyn, the pianist who played so well Chopin's Impromptu, Mrs. Bessie Newman. And then the six young gentlemen who played Tumbling Weed so well, the boys I confused from Norfolk, the Hill Village Rounder. Thank you. And what does the machine say, Harry? All right, I hear you in the distance, those sharp little ears of mine. Thank you. The first prize, $50 in cash, and a week's engagement at the Roxy Theater in New York City, ladies and gentlemen, goes to Mrs. Bessie Newman, the pianist who played Chopin's Impromptu. The second prize, $25 in cash. It's a tie. There will be 2 second prizes, so that assures the Hill Village Rounders and Mr. Jack Sullo they both won second prizes. Tie with 83 decibels. I'm sorry you all couldn't win, but thank you for coming, and better luck next time. Thank you. This is Fred Allen saying good night, ladies and gentlemen, and inviting you to another hour of smiles next Wednesday evening at the Old Town Hall. Portland, the Mighty Allen Art Players, Peter Van Steeden, the Ipana Troubadours, the Town Hall Quartet, and another group of high-test amateurs. We'll all be looking for you, so don't forget, this is Fred Allen saying good night.
Heard on this
program, Cheek to Cheek from Top Hat and Anything Can Happen from The Scandal. This is the National Broadcasting Company.